right. Hello, Knights of the Roll Table. So we are going to do a, we're going to change it up a little bit. This is going to be a bonus episode. And we thought since most of our current season characters have already had bios, I think all of these characters have had bios, except for Oliver, maybe, who got a whole mini arc of a bio. We thought we might like to explore where some of our characters that have not landed in the correct place through portals ended up. So today we're going to explore Tiburone, who was absent while Carlos was DMing our adventure through the goblins, etc., etc. And so central to this process that we've established is that relationships that you have, people that you feel strongly about, are important in anchoring you to certain portals. So for a character to end up somewhere else, it's probably because they got drawn towards someone or something that was important to them. So Carlos, what are your thoughts on what kind of thing might draw in our everybody's favoritest watery warrior, Tiburone?
Well, Tiburone, like many young men who take off to sea, has a strong bond with his parents. A mother and father, and or, you know, however we want to play that. And as far as for a reason that would happen, I mean, my own parents will call me on the phone and get deep into a conversation before they mention they just need the Netflix password. So I think something like that it would be enough to draw him through the portal.
Your parents somewhere out there needing a Netflix password, and it like drew you across the universe. Tiburone actually didn't do a bio episode, huh? Because we pulled him in midway through season three, and then he wasn't one of your two characters in season four. So this kind of will be Tiburone's bio episode. We can explore his family and backstory a little bit through him unexpectedly dropping in at home. So tell us a little bit about your parents, and we'll have some of our performers here. We are also joined here tonight by Matt, Jen, and Jeff. So they'll be jumping in as whatever characters we need. So tell us about Mama and Papa Tiburone.
Sure. The thing about Mama and Papa Tiburone is that they are land-loving people who do not take to the sea at all. So Tiburone's a little bit of a black sheep for very petty reasons within his family. I think they're miners or geologists. I don't know if we have geologists in this world, but the equivalent of rock people, you know,
rock
just people into rocks, smashing them or looking at them, whichever you prefer.
Nice.
I also figure one of them is very short, but I don't know which parent. It could be.
How long since Tiburone's seen his parents, you think?
Oh, solidly? Like 6 years, I would say. Probably since before joining the Bastion.
And you think you've had any communication with them at all over that time?
I think some amount of, you know, correspondence. But again, it would probably be like Tiburone doing his best to write not terse letters back home about how his parents should accept him and the wonderful things that he's done at sea, omitting all the horrible things that have happened to him. And then he might get letters or communications back that are essentially like, the oven's not working, or, you know, this rock season was pretty bad, too many hard rocks, you know, things like that, where they just don't really acknowledge
him.
Just kind of like, ignore him. So that's also led to the six, you know, 1 year became 2 years, became 6 years, because it's like, all right, well, fine. But he does always get too guilty to stop writing back. So he does keep trying.
All right. Well, let me have two of our performers here claim Mom and Dad as characters and maybe ask you any kind of follow-up questions that you feel take on these characters. All right. Matt will be Dad.
Could you describe your mom a little bit?
All right. So we'll have Jen and Jeff, Jen and Matt be Mom and Dad. So you two interview Tiburone a little bit more about whatever you want to know about your character.
Sure.
Describe your mom.
Let me do a four-sided die to see if she is the short one or not. No, she's the tall one in the couple. So she is a tall woman of about like 6'1". She is very strong because she's constantly working with rocks all day and climbing up mountains and ridges and such places to get to things. But she probably has a preternatural fixation toward plants growing on rocks, specifically plants that would grow on rocks. So things like trees or whatever are not as impressive as kind of like shrubs and weeds that manage to actually like hang around with the rocks, because she's into that aspect of like, they hang out with the things I love, they're about community with the rocks. These plants are good. So she keeps less of a garden and more of a shrub field at the house as her kind of like second passion next to the rock work.
Cool. Shrubbery, very big in fantasy.
Yeah.
Long. What's your dad's history name?
My dad's name is Baena.
Baena?
Baena.
Oh, did I get a name? Did she have a name?
I did not give her a name. You'll have to give me a moment. And the mom, she'll be named Mofeta, because I love that
Mofeta.
Word. Mofeta.
Isn't that a sandwich in New Orleans?
It's a muffaletta. Very good.
No, it's the Little Miss Mofeta set on a tofeta. I'm sorry.
This will go great.
We can let Jeff play your mom if you want.
No, you play Mufalata. I love it.
I'm a move.
All right. What's Baena's personality? Like, what is he like? Chill? Is he soft spoken? Loud?
Well, he's a short guy. He's a short guy, but he's the man with the big energy.
Gotcha.
Energy. Secondary to liking. Secondary to liking rocks, he likes people. So he's the guy who talks to everyone when they're trying to go places. And Mofeta's always trying to pull him away from conversations. They're always inane. It's always just small talk and checking in on people and ask them like, oh, what kind of shoes are those? Or like, you know, talking to them about their newest purchases from the general store, things like that. But gotcha. He's a real need to know kind of guy. And that manifests itself through conversations.
Awesome.
So let's jump in. Tiburon stepped into the portal expecting to... What were our discussion? You're expecting to attend a party, right?
Yes. It was outside of the Feral Wood in the Goethe region, right?
And where do your parents live?
I totally know this. I know where my parents live. Don't doubt it.
Just describe the locale a little bit.
What was the region with Giaca and where we were doing all the sea stuff?
Popolona was a realm. Mm-hmm.
Then probably something like Velocia. They're from Velocia.
Or the Velocia.
Is it an island? Is it a continent? Is it a... They're from Valos.
It's a place with a lot of rocks.
And if I've said something different, don't worry about it.
Yep. So you step into that portal expecting to travel with the team to that party, and you pop off into a locale that you haven't seen in a long time, but you definitely recognize because you have kind of a sinking sensation that you are home.
Oh no, this looks worryingly familiar.
What do you see?
Is anyone around me?
You describe.
You're asking me to describe what I see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jesus. Okay. I guess I'm by a cliffside, facing the ocean. And Tiburon turns around, and now clearly he knows he's somewhere familiar because he's in the cliffside town where his parents raised him, the town of Tumont. It's fairly like, you know, if you had to compare it to something, it's like seaside, British Isles, non-Big Island division. So, you know.
Scotland.
Yeah, it's got some of that flavor. Stonework, thatched roofs. Just everyone's used to cool winds beating upon their faces. A lot of people do fishing around here, and then other people do rocks. People like everyone's parents.
So you see a guy kind of like overweight, has a big beard. He's carrying two like satchels up a path kind of towards you where you sort of like just appeared. And you recognize this person, but you don't kind of like. It's a sense that like I kind of recognize this person's features a little bit, but it's been a long time since you were there. And that person is like, Tiburon? Tiburon, you're back. How you doing, buddy? Come here. Bring it in. Bring it in. And he drops the bags and he like goes to like scoop you up in a big hug. Tiburon, how you doing? I haven't seen you since school. How you doing, man?
Oh, you know, I've taken to life at sea. I may be returning to it pretty soon. My parents don't live here anymore, do they?
Of course your parents live here. They're mainstays of the community. I mean, they're rock people. You know how that is. Like, I'm more of a... Oh, I've always been more of a fish guy. You too, I know. But, like, yeah, they're right up there on the... They're right up there on the whole old mason-walled, very rock-laden house they've always been in. You look great. So you're, like, staring at this guy, and you're like, okay... Probably way less weight, maybe less facial hair. I must have known this guy. And you're kind of like doing the like artist reconstruction de-aging this person. And you kind of recognize this guy that you went to school with.
Yeah, could be Tariff, could be Shrimpy, could be Goat. But I think Goat died a long time ago. Not tragically, you know, just, is it Shrimpy? Should I say Shrimpy? It'll be really bad if it's not Shrimpy.
Internal monologue.
I'm gonna say Shrimpy. Oh, it's you've really grown into your beard, Shrimpy.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it. The wife, I'm married now, you know, I got six kids. You know, she doesn't like it. She says it's scratchy, but I think it looks good. It hides my chins. And he kind of like stretches out his neck and like, wow, this guy's really not in good shape. You should come down and have you should have dinner with us. You should stay with us. And, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure you want to visit your family. It's been a long time. But like, hey, we got the fish festival going on this weekend. Like, you should stay. Like,
oh, is
I think,
that this
you know,
weekend? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You know, if you need a job, you could come down to the port and we could get you fishing again if you want.
No, I'm usually employed with my friends. Me being here is a little bit unexpected. Could you just take me to my parents' house as quickly as possible? I don't want other people seeing me here and sort of talking me up. I think the quickest way to get back to my friends is going to be talking to my parents.
Oh, okay. You want me to take you to your parents' house? They live
just,
the same
you know,
place.
If I could hide in your fish cart or something. You have a fish cart, don't you?
No. Well, I've been saving up, but I just got these little fish bags right here.
All right.
I mean, I could borrow my friend's,
well,
but that's way
like
back down in the port.
Fish bag over my face, and
all right. Yeah, here, hold the hit the fish bag, and he hands one up for you. And maybe you can stack this one on top of it, and we'll just make our way up the hill here. I guess. Yes. Come on this way, stranger from out of town, yonder these parts. Let me show you the many wonders of the town of Tumont.
Oh, thank you so much for showing me around.
And there's like, he like walks you down the path through some houses, and there's like not really anybody to fool. There's maybe like one person like sweeping off a porch who wouldn't care at all. That can like hear you in the distance performing, not yourself, but you make a relatively uneventful trip to your home, which I imagine, like I said, involves a lot of rock work, not wood, not very solid construction, maybe made from generations of your family.
Yes, I would say generations, and also has a very asymmetrical look to it, right? So it's not like built in a palatial symmetrical way. It's very
like one room at a time has been added on to it over the years.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of additions over the years.
All right, well, I gotta get this fish back to What were the other names you said? Tasset? Was that one of them?
Tariff and Goat were the other two.
Yeah, I got to get this fish. Yeah. Like, this one's for Tariff and this one's for Goat's widow. Did you hear about Goat? He's not with us
anymore.
I did
hear about Goat. I did. R.I.P. Goat.
Yeah, well, I got to get these going. It was great to see you, buddy. Stop by later, okay?
Shrimpy, if I'm still here in 10 minutes, you know, I'll definitely stop by later.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll see you. He heads off.
Say hi to the kids for me.
There's no kind of like the door's closed. It seems like there's a little smoke coming out of a chimney, so it seems like somebody's probably home, but nobody's noticed you yet.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Tiburon's psyching himself up. He's like, all right. All right. All right. And then he just goes to knock on the masonry.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're not interested.
No, wait. Nope, that's Salius's voice. I can't do that. No, wait. I'll answer the door. I'll answer the door. And he, what's his name?
Baena. Listen, Pebble.
Baena runs.
It's so late in the evening. We can't. We just made stew.
Muffy, it'll be fine. I will take care of this. I'm sure it's probably just someone from town that wanted to say hi.
All right, but be quick about it.
Open the door. Hello, friend, he says without even looking.
Hey, duh. It's me.
He drops the rock that he was for some reason carrying underneath his arm. He drops on the floor and it shatters. It's a geode. That's great.
You dropped your geode, duh.
Pebble, are you okay out there? I'm hearing loud noises. Did you break one of my geodes again?
Tibby? Muffy, get out here!
I'm coming.
My boy! And he, like, puts both hands on, one hand on either side of your face and, like, looks at you, uh-huh. Only you're, like, way taller than him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I come down a little bit. I'm like, I'm surprised you're excited to see me.
My boy, you're my son. Of course I'm excited to see you. Finally back on land. That's
Mofeta comes out and she's got like a giant rock spoon in her hands and it's kind of like coated in sauce and she's like waving it around like, what is the big deal? Tibby?
Hi, Ma.
What you stink? Come inside. You're going to catch yourself a death of cold. Come in. Come.
All right. Tiburon steps in.
And she just, like, once your father lets go, she'll bring you in for a big hug. We haven't heard from you in so long. Your father and I were so worried.
But you haven't heard from me?
I knew you were still alive.
But I've been sending letters. I've been sending letters for 6 years.
Oh, but those were clearly from an imposter. Our son would never write such short, terse letters that didn't express his love.
I had so many things to say in those letters.
We raised you to be a lot more emotionally available than that.
Yes, you know, of course, I want to hear every detail of your life. Tell me, you have to start from the day you left, because I need to know. Tell me everything.
Have you met anyone special? Are we going to have some grandchildren in the future?
Oh my goodness.
No, there's no grandchildren yet. I've been helping some people do very good things around the realms. I've been very busy learning spells and such, and I haven't had time for romantic entanglements.
Spells? Like spells. Magic?
Well, good, you finally got off that stupid boat.
I'm still a sailor, Dad. That's not fully in the past, but there, you know, there's more. A man can contain multitudes, you know?
No, a man does one thing. I do rocks. I'm a rock person.
Oh, Pebble, but, you know, if you really didn't want him to have the wanderlust for the ocean, you wouldn't have named him after a shark. I told him that when I was pregnant with you, but he wouldn't
listen. I didn't know. I just liked the name.
He kept saying it sounded cool, and it does, and we love you just
how you are. I thought it was a mountain range.
It served me well on the sea. It served me well on the sea, is all I'll say.
Okay,
you've really renovated the place.
Oh, thank you. Your father and I made this this couch together. It's like just a giant lumpy stone couch.
pull up the marble ottoman. It's very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, looks sturdy.
It's a literal just slab of marble. There's no cut. It's just a hunk of marble. Come, sit. Tell us about everything.
I feel like I shouldn't be telling you too much. I feel like you should be telling me why I'm here.
Oh, well, that's a good question. You showed up at our house. We've just been getting ready for the festival.
You could help. You could be a help.
I've got my Aubrietta that came in this season, which is a beautiful purple flower that grows out of rocks, in case anybody didn't know.
Of course we knew that, Mafi. Why are you telling
us? Everyone knows that. It's your favorite.
You know,
you talk about it all the time.
He's been away for so long, all right, Pebble? I gotta make sure he knows these things. Anyways, they finally came in, and I'm going to be selling them as table settings for people that are enjoying their fish at the festival.
So you needed me to help you sell flowers? No one's dying or anyone's in danger. Oh, you just...
I realize that our simple life is probably beneath you at this point.
Ma, no, that's not what
Don't
it is.
Worry.
Ma, come
it's
on.
It's fine. I'm going to go
you
back
hurt,
to my
You upset
stew.
Your mother. You apologize right now, young
like,
man.
Like, trumps oh, off. Lord. And you hear the door to the kitchen just shut behind her.
You leave for almost a decade, you come back and you upset your mother first thing. What's wrong with you?
I didn't mean to do that, but I was in the middle of something very important.
He gets up on the ottoman and cuffs you upside the head.
Dad, come on now.
Boy, you think you're here for a reason that's not of your own choosing? How did you get here?
Well, that's the thing, Dad. I stepped into a portal and then I showed up here, but I was supposed to show up somewhere else. But you only show up where you're needed, eh? So I must have been needed here. Someone must have needed me.
I know what it is. Come with me.
What do you mean, Dad?
Come.
No.
And he,
all right.
He goes back outside the door and like around the house to a shed.
To Rome Follows.
Also made of rock. This is more like shale and it's a lighter rock.
Okay.
Pushes aside the
door. Is this new? Does Tiburon recognize the shale shed, or is this a new addition?
It's been there.
Mm. Okay.
It's an old shed.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, mm-hmm. The old shed.
You remember when we built this together, my boy?
I remember, Dad.
Right. Because you talked me into this newfangled rock-crushing machine.
Sure, yeah.
And we needed a place to store it, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's in there. I don't know how to make this stupid thing work. I just do it by hand. I'm a rock man. I do rock things.
Are you saying that since I left, you've just been doing it by hand? You haven't even been using the rock crushing machine?
Of course, I don't know how to use it, but we've got... We need to crush several tons of rock in the next 45 minutes in order to have sand for the fish festival.
The levers are clearly marked, Dad.
I don't understand. Which one? This one says start, and this one says stop. I don't know. Is stop so that I stop my livelihood and start being depressed?
No.
What do the levers mean?
You start crushing rocks, and then the other one stops crushing rocks, Dad.
That doesn't even make sense.
Don't, you're not making sense, Dad. How? All right. Let's do this. Let's crush some rocks, all right?
Rock crushing montage.
Pull the machine out, start crushing rocks. I assume they're all in the yard, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm like carrying rocks to you. He's just like, this is like massive boulders that you wouldn't expect this little guy to get. So anyway, so about that time, that's when Goat died.
I remember,
she's still single.
There's a soft knock at the door. All right, the stew is ready, although it's really simple. Probably not good enough for somebody that's a world-famous adventurer.
Mom, I'm gonna eat all the stew. You know I'm gonna eat the stew. Are we eating it now? Can we finish crushing the rocks first?
It's fine. I mean, if you don't care to eat it warm, that's fine.
crack the stop lever and go inside to eat.
You go inside... And there's four bowls set out of stew. And this person you don't recognize comes downstairs from your old room. Because this is the person they sublet your room to.
What?
Jeff, that's your cue.
What?
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Oh!
What are you doing in my room?
I'm sorry? You mean in my room?
Ma, duh!
Tibby, you haven't been here for 10 years, and... You know, in this economy, sometimes concessions have to be made. If you had written us to let us know that you were coming, we would have made arrangements.
We would have cleared it out. I mean, we would have found an arrangement. We would have made sure that you had a place to stay, of course.
Oh, Mammy, did you make stew?
Mammy! Tyrell gets very indignant. He stands very tall.
Yes, I made your favorite. It's the my leek stew, my leeky rock stew.
Oh, I love leeky rock stew. Come here, mummy.
Do you want me to do the airplanes like you like?
Oh, please do the little airplanes. I'm a little boy. And who's this bloke here?
Oh, this is our son. Well, our other son.
Thank goodness.
You've told him about my brother, but you haven't told him about me.
No, we've told him about both. But of course we said more about your brother because better not to speak of. Well, yes, this is Tiburon. Tibby. Oh, what are you going by these days?
Just Tiburon, Dad. Full Tiburon.
Great. This is Tibby, my son.
Pleasure to meet you. It's Dartmouth.
Dartmouth.
Dartmouth's been living here for three, four years now.
Oh, yes.
He's basically part of the family at this point.
He is part of the family.
That's what I just said, Pebble.
Well, Dad, why didn't he help you crush the rocks?
Oh, well, he needs his sleep. He's very sensitive.
I'm a sleepy, sensitive boy.
Plus, I'm not gonna make a guest work.
He's not a guest, Dad. He's subletting the place. You said he's been living here for like 3-4 years.
Yes, so he's a guest.
Well, he does listen.
In our house,
he pulls
in
his
own room.
We go shopping on Sundays.
That's right, and I eat all the food they make.
He's my favorite little taste tester.
You're cooking so good, mummy. I'm hungry again.
Muffy, what's that cute nickname you gave him?
Oh, my little Dartle Diddums.
That was it.
He's just been such a joy for the last, 3 years? 4 years? I don't know. It was hard at first, you know, having an empty house. What with, you know, you being gone and your brother... Well, anyways, it's just been very nice to have him here.
It has been. It's been
very
nice.
I'm just so glad that you two finally get to meet. You guys are going to be such good friends.
Yes, how long are you staying? We can set you up in the shed. We can move the rock crushing machine.
I'm only staying as long as it takes to crush rocks.
I'll be right back. And Rihanna leaves.
He's going to go get out the rock mattress.
Why didn't you ever write anything in the letters about how much you missed us? You were always just writing about the weather's been bad lately, or oh, the fish are stinking up a storm this season. You never talk about anything.
I didn't want you to feel bad because you're a young man and you need to live your own life, and you know your mom's. I know I'm not the most exciting thing in your life. You've got big adventures and things that you do, and you know, us in our day to day, you wouldn't want to hear about that.
But you are important to me, Ma. You're very important to me. I don't want you just cooped up in the house with Dartmouth.
Oh, but my Dartle Diddums is—he's a wonderful comfort to me. I think you two should spend some time together. Why don't you take him to the festival tomorrow? We'll all go. It'll be like a family outing.
Ooh, all right. Ride me around in your front patch again, mummy.
You like look at him and he's wearing like a tunic or a vest or something, and you realize like underneath that, like pretty sure he's wearing your old like school t-shirt.
I guess it's better than what I thought you were going to say. It's like, hey, is that my shirt? Are you wearing my shirt?
It was left here.
That's the shirt Goat gave me. You give it back right now.
No. Goat's dead, and he was a loser.
All right, so Tiburon gets 3 attacks per attack, right? So,
right around then.
Let me interject, Dartmouth is dead.
Not a lot of HP.
Right around then, Baena comes back in, and he's just like covered in dirt and dust. More than he was before, which I expect is a lot.
He better say something.
No, kill Dartmouth.
Roll for it if you don't say
What are you doing? What are you doing to our guest? More of a son to your mother than you've been.
Da! You don't mean that.
I do. He's been here. You've been gone. You've been on that stupid boat playing Sailor Boy, dealing with soft water instead of hard rocks like you should.
I ain't been playing, Dad. It's important. We've been saving the world. We've been helping people. It's important.
There's no people in the water. How are you saving anyone?
There's people across the water. You know that.
I do, but you're in the water. You're not a passenger on these boats. You're working on them. You live there. You're not doing anything. You're probably a pirate.
I used to be, Dad. But I've changed. Things are different, Dad.
Then tell me, what have you been doing with your life? I want to know every single detail. Start from the beginning.
Dad, we don't have time for every single detail, but I can tell you one, Dad.
Okay.
My friends, they're like a family to me.
Oh, I see. So we're not a family anymore, but you went and found another family.
They're like a second family to me, Dad. And when I'm with them, I'm thinking of my family. Because I can't be with them at all times. But by being with my new family, maybe I'm connected to my old family too, eh?
And Dartmouth?
Just like every rock is connected to every other rock through geological functions, no matter how far away. Shale is shale, eh, Dad?
Aye. It's like we always say in this family. Say it with me. A vein of ore.
A vein of ore.
Is a vein for vein sure.
For sure. Exactly. Very good. I'm glad to see our teachings haven't gone to waste.
Of course.
Also, and he tosses like a just completely mangled lever. The machine broke, so you're going to have to stay for longer to help me crush more rocks.
This is a very accurate biographical. is there any way for Tiburon to escape this place? Or will he be here forever?
Well, so he's thinking like there's some sort of like quantum leap sort of situation, basically, right? That he has to like fulfill a purpose here. To like zonk out, like this is kind of a new deal, so he's sort of like feeling his way towards like, how do I get out of here, right?
I've got to solve your problem, right, Dad? You broke that lever. All right, I see what your problem is. Lateral thinking. Tiburon goes out there, and instead of punching Dartmouth, he just punches the machine into a bunch of pieces of metal and rock and whatever and debris. It just punches it apart, and it's like, there. Now you don't have to deal with the rock breaking machine. Solved it.
And he gets all teary eyed and like hugs you. And he says, you still have the family fists, though. You can still break up rock or metal or whatever you need. It makes me proud that you haven't lost that.
Thanks, Dad.
So you're doing good in the world. You're not just spinning tails here.
I'm trying, Dad. I'm doing my best. But I, doing good.
Would it kill you to come by once in a while and say hi to your mother?
I'll come by more often. Once every 3 seasons, at least.
Thank you, my boy. It's good to have you home. Even if it's only for just a short time.
Ma, you can't keep a man what's trying to pretend to be a baby. It's not healthy for you, Ma.
But I am a baby. I'm the big baby.
Dartmouth?
Nope.
I swear on the gods. Just 1 second, I... Ma.
You wouldn't hurt a baby, would you? Wow, wow.
Ma, next time I come back, I would like my room back, I...
Well, you just have to give us a little bit of notice, my dear.
I'm giving you the notice now. I'll be back in 3 seasons. I'll just want my room back then, Ma.
Okay, we'll look at some bunk bed options.
I at least want my goat shirt back.
That okay. We can, right, Dartle Diddums?
All right.
We'll get you a new shirt.
But I can keep all his old underwear, right?
I mean, he's not using them.
I don't want it back. I don't want it back, Ma. Yes, he can keep them.
I think you keep having moments of like, surely that resolved it. I've beaten up the machine. Like, that's got to fix it. Nope, wasn't it? All right, so maybe it's something with my mom. Maybe I got to get this guy out of here. I don't know. So you keep doing things where you're like, is that it? Do I get to go? And like, none of it works for a while. And you end up actually like staying a couple days. Like, you end up like... You're like, you're not sure. You're like getting through, like, I mean, I guess there's no reason that a portal would take me back. I might have to like hitch a ride.
So I stay for the festival, I meet Goat's widow, we get married, we have grandkids, 10 years pass.
Well, so you do
inner light situation where you're gonna come back and know how to play the flute.
Exactly.
You end up like at least like crushing all the rocks that the machine would have done in like 45 minutes and like preparing for the festival. And you go down there and you reunite. You meet Shrimpy and his family.
Shrimpy.
And you kind of hang
and
out
Shrimpy's
for a while.
Shrimpy's family. Pimply, yeah. Dimply, Simply.
You have a good time and you get kind of a glimpse of like what your life would have been if you had stuck around, and it really like makes you sort of ponder like that wouldn't have been all bad. You kind of see the value of it. You kind of get perspective on like your parents' life, but it also makes you sort of, you know, see, you kind of like get a glimpse of this like alternative future for yourself and helps you ponder like where you're at right now. So it's been a couple of days and you're starting to really get resolved to like, man, I'm gonna, I guess I could stay here or I try to call Jarek or something somehow for a ride, but you're not sure. But you're sort of like on your own after like catching up with everybody, kind of like looking out at a sunset, sitting on some rocks, looking out at the ocean, just sort of pondering to yourself a little bit later. What's kind of going through your head?
Why does she have to call him Dartley Dums? It's just such a terrible nickname. It's infantilizing and weird. I don't know. Maybe if I was still here, she wouldn't have done it, but maybe he'd just be living in my room with me anyway. Oh, I just don't know. Who could say? I hope they found Gravely by now. Thoughts turn to the knights, and you know, I hope they found Gravely. Just turns to generally thinking about like, I wonder if Branch is still having late dinners. I assume that's something Branch does. I don't know. You eat later than everyone else.
He like grazes, you know, throughout the evening.
Yeah.
Snacking throughout, usually chewing on some grass. Yeah, well, you kind of like turn around and you're able to like look back up onto the view of the generational rock hut that they live in with Dartle Diddums and...
You see the window waving.
Waving at you.
Oh, Lord. Is this and me then, forever now?
And then sure enough, kind of like a breeze blows and you sort of just like get whisked away. You're not there anymore. And
didn't even say goodbye.
And your mom's standing there with some stew she just made, your favorite, and you're gone again.
Son of a bitch.
Don't talk that
way. All right, Dartle Diddums. More for you, my boy.
Bring the airplanes. Yay. And it's a bath night.
Oh.